I'm in the factory and I'm talking to Operations Director Richard Bond, and we're at the brand new investment of Optichrome, the Heidelberg XL75. And it's been quite a busy time in the factory here while this has been installed, because obviously there was a machine here and that was taken out, and while the new one's been put in, there's been an incredible amount of activity. And it was a fascinating process to watch it being installed, wasn't it, Richard?
Absolutely, and it was actually two machines that went out. The new machine, the capacity that this machine has, will replace two.
So this one machine is going to do the work of two machines.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's we're looking at potentially 50 million impressions a year out of this machine. So it's
50 million.
Yeah, it's a. It really is the Formula One car of printing presses.
And just for the layperson, let's try and keep this simple, not too technical. You can actually hear the machine in the background now as well. It absolutely flies.
Absolutely.
But other than the speed and the efficiency of the machine, what are some of its unique selling points?
The quality and the consistency of colour. It's one of the few machines that measures colour within the machine. So basically, we set the parameters, which are international standards, so we run to Fulgra, and the machine runs to those standards. So without any minder input, those profiles are dragged through to each job, so it gives you consistency across all your work. In theory, we should be able to do a repeat print job and pull because of the way the process or the machine pulls the profile through, each job should be exactly the same, run within the same tolerances.
Repeat jobs, I suppose, is all kept on the computer there, and it's just a matter of changing the ink and the plates, right?
Yeah, and actually, it's got the full palette of Pantone colours in there as well, so you end up with a standard set for your four-colour process sets on a matte paper and silk papers, and then a separate curve for uncoated papers. So straight away from our library, it pulls in that information, and as we do fifth colours, we build up a library of the colours that are in there. So once we've actually done a job for someone, that is all stored into the library, and as the job comes down from repro, our SIP files are then converted to the press, and it will then look in the library for special colours. So if we've run that colour before, it will pull it in and use the information. The key thing with this machine is that it's an intelligent machine, so it learns, and already from when we were first demoing it to going in production now, over that first week it was learning what it was having to do to adjust the files as they came down from upstairs, and it just narrows the window, it gets better and better, and it's a continual improvement. So already we've noticed we're probably using half the make ready sheets that we were using from the early days, and we are probably already using one-fifth of the overs we used on the press that this replaced.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. And I understand, I mean, it's only been here a couple of weeks, literally, and actually printing. Yep. It's already pushed out quite a lot of stuff already, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, last night we had our night shift, that's their second week of running the press on their own. And last night we left him a full night's work, and the whole night's work was cleared.
Right.
So, yeah, basically, it's already the minders have got to grips with it, and that being because it's a very, very simple machine to run. It's made to be a one-man machine, so the minders now the machine does a lot for them, so they're left to prepare their next job, move things around, you know. So it gives them time to prepare for the next job.
So just efficiency all around then.
Absolutely.
Now, Optichrome are going to be having an open day here and showing off this incredible bit of kit to their customers and potential customers. That's on...
on the 13th of October.
Okay, and there'll be information about that on the Optichrome website.
Absolutely, yeah. And, I think it's an impressive bit. I mean, you know, printing machines are printing machines, but this is a very impressive thing to watch. We've got the wall screen on the press, so you get a very good visual indication of what's going on the machine. And again, this is... the reason for that is it's not just the ergonomics of the machine, it's there for a reason, and the reason being that a minder can be away from the machine doing things but still have a visual idea of what the machine's doing.
Oh, so absolutely excellent. Well, listen, Richard, thanks for taking part in the podcast. I'm really excited about this machine. I I watched it being installed. I, as you know, I don't come from a print background, but even I was impressed by this machine. You can't help but be impressed by it.
No, it's. I mean, they're well known in the industry. They are, you know, they are the Rolls Royce of machines. They are the you know, the best machines you can buy. And the backup from Heidelberg as a company, you know, they always send the right people in. The people that come in, you know,
so professional, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, it's. You know, you get what you pay for, and it is an expensive machine, and it is a big investment. But I'm confident this will take Optochrome, you know, forward for the next 50 years. So
fantastic. And one last thing I would suggest to anybody listening to this podcast, and want to find out more about this machine, watch the time-lapse video that we did, which is on the Optochrome YouTube channel and website, because you can actually see it being delivered, installed, and in production.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been in the game over 30 years, and I've seen a lot of machines come and go, and go in and out. And actually, it's I really enjoyed watching that slow-mo
time-lapse.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah,
you know,
And actually, it was interesting to see the guys working, those Heidelberg engineers, when they were putting it together. It's just absolutely fascinating. So definitely well worth a watch.
I mean, again, it goes back to the planning. I mean, you know, since we decided to buy this, that, you know, certainly on my side of things, it's been a good 2 months of hard planning.
Yeah.
Heidelberg obviously have got their experts that they send down, and they just make the job so much easier. You know, they really look at every eventuality. You know, we've had the floor checked. And if you do things right, you know, it pays off in the long run.
And just watching the guys work, I mean, even down to the forklift driver, he had millimetres to spare to get that thing. The skill involved in installing one of these machines.
Yeah, I mean, luckily for them, you know, this is quite an easy install. You know,
they were telling me, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen installs where they've gone into second floors and they've gone through windows. You know, I mean, it's an easy install for them. So, you know, the fact that it was easy was great for us. And you know, the layout of the factory is going to be improved. This is the sort of first stage of that, and my next job is to start on the other end of the factory now, and we're going to go for a sort of truly in and out type workflow. This is the first step to it,
and I think we'll all see the benefit of that very soon.
Yes, I mean, you know, already, as I say, with you know, this has only been going up and running for a couple of weeks, and bearing in mind that we've got minders that we've retrained from running Roland presses onto Heidelberg presses, you know, that's quite a leap for those guys.
Yeah. I know they're enjoying it. I've walked through here in the morning, and I say, "How are you getting on with it?" And they absolutely love it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's you know, anything like Paul, if you're doing something and then something better comes along, no matter how different it is, if it's something. And the one thing about Heidelberg, you say they're organised with their installs and the rest of it. Actually, running the press, everything's in a logical order. And now the guys have grasped that, and they understand that order.
Make their lives easier.
As you can see, you know, they're coming into work with a smile on their face they know they're coming in to produce and work rather than have a battle with a machine that was hard work to run. So,
well, Richard, thanks very much for taking part in the podcast. Can't wait for the open day.
No,
and watch the your customers' faces as they see this machine. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from the outside, they're pretty well worth a grey box and a bit of metal, but you know, this thing's got some incredible features, and we're looking forward to showing it off to people.
Richard, thanks very much.
Cheers, Paul.